I mean, let's be honest. Kursk is an embarrassment to the Russians. I mean, they are making lemonade out of lemons, and they're going to enjoy the drink when it's done. But this is something that should never have happened. It's a huge mistake on the part of the Russian Ministry of Defense not to be able to predict this, not to prepare for this. And it's politically embarrassing for Putin, a man who has said, I'm here to protect Russia. And now you have a chunk of the Russian Federation, Mother Russia, being occupied by an enemy. It's not a good look. It's not ideal. Putin didn't overreact. You know, a couple things. One, he didn't divert any of the major forces that are ongoing, carrying out an ongoing offensive operation in the Donbass, didn't stop that offensive and divert the forces to Kursk. That's one of the goals and objectives that the Ukrainians were hoping for. Didn't happen. He did deploy a reserve airborne brigade, a reserve marine brigade, and the Akhmat special forces, who have contained the Ukrainian advance and are now in the process of just gradually killing every Ukrainian they find. But it's going to take time because they aren't sending overwhelming forces in that direction. Putin made a decision just to contain this problem and then slowly resolve it, because the main effort is in the Donbass, where today the Ukrainians, the Russians captured the original 2014 defensive fortifications. Ukraine has lost all of its fortifications now. Now they're going to have to be, they're going to have to precipitously withdraw behind the Dnieper River if they survive this retreat. This is the collapse of the Ukrainian army taking place, and Putin showed patience to allow this to happen. Putin also, again, we talked about Turkey and BRICS. You know, the strategic goal of the United States and the West is to achieve the strategic defeat of Russia using Ukraine as a proxy. The strategic goal of Russia is even larger. It was announced in a 5,000-word statement that was released by Putin and Xi Jinping on February 4th, 2022, before the invasion of Ukraine, that said that they are going to defeat the rules-based international order of the United States and replace it with a law-based international order. Today, we can call the law-based international order BRICS. And Russia is in the process of finalizing the creation of this, the infrastructure for a BRICS establishment that will be able to work similar fashion to the G7, with ministerials on a regular basis, consensus-driven decision-making, joint policy decisions. But to do that, they have to attract people there and they have to get everybody to agree. The one thing that might disrupt this is if Russia is seen as overreacting to Ukraine, expanding the conflict precipitously, disrupting regional security and global security to the extent that nations may choose not to come. This is one of the things I believe is the strategic intent of the United States in backing the Ukrainians in Kursk and in encouraging them to use destabilizing weaponry, long-range strike weaponry, because they're trying to get Russia to overreact, to kill BRICS. Putin's not going to let that happen. When he started speaking back in the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, which you and I should have been at, he didn't start off by talking about the Ukrainian conflict, even though everybody in the West was focused on that. He spoke about BRICS. He spoke about the economy. He spoke about multilateral relationships. That's his strategic focus, and he's never lost focus on that. So his patience is linked to a policy direction which emphasizes the economic and the political over the military.